I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. could see another 9/11, but wait until you hear why Christ followers have hope. ISIS terrorists are sending more and more tweets about another attack on U.S. soil. Whether another attack is actually coming, hurting Muslim refugees are. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says,
Muslim are immigrating. I heard of one city recently where 900 Syrian refugees are coming. And if churches and believers would capture God's heart for Muslims and see them through his eyes, then they'll be willing to love them and reach out to them. We know that we have the answer, and it's the gospel. It's Jesus Christ. That's what changes Muslim hearts.
So ask the Lord how you can reach out to Muslims in your neighborhood.
This is our time. This is the opportunity for us to reach out to Muslims with the love of Christ.
And on an unrelated note, two missionaries are working with Crossroad Bible Institute, or CBI, to start and stabilize a new campus in Guam. CBI's Jacob Busker says their satellite courses are more time effective than others.
The biggest factor here is actually reducing the time for these students and then providing an opportunity for better engagement, quicker communication, closer contact, and able to directly facilitate the lessons into these.
The campus is just starting, but students and their families are discovering who Jesus is and what he's doing in their lives. And CBI is wondering if you're up for the challenge.
Right now, we're looking actually for instructors who are able to help with these students.
You want to do something about what you've heard today? Look for links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.